A Petersburg fisherman has recovered more than half of the hand-carved cedar paddles that were lost by the One People Canoe Society late last month, KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein reports.
When Petersburg's Jeff Erickson heard a radio story about the lost canoe and cedar paddles, he thought he could help. Erickson's a longtime commercial fisherman and has beachcombed in Seymour Canal for 20 years, so he was sure he knew exactly where the paddles would wash up. He headed to Seymour just before the herring fishery there early this month.
We got up there in the middle of the night, anchored up, and I got up first thing in the morning, went to the beach, and there was a life jacket. And I knew that I was close, and I also knew since it was bright orange that nobody had been on the beaches yet. So I just a couple more steps, and lo and behold, there was a paddle all wrapped up in the seaweed. And I'm like, wow, it's a great day. And I went a little farther, found another paddle, and then another paddle. So I found four paddles at the first beach.
When Erickson returned to his boat, the rest of his crew wanted to help. He says they searched about 12 miles of beach over a three-day period and found a total of 24 paddles and about the same number of life jackets as well as some seat cushions. The crew of the state research vessel Medea agreed to take the paddles and gear back to members of the One People Canoe Society in Juneau. Erickson was happy with his crew for taking part in the search, and he calls the experience of finding the paddles spiritual.
And these are all hand-carved cedar paddles. It was really moving to be able to recover them and knowing that going back to the right people that own them. So that's really awesome.
Making the individualized paddles was part of the experience for the canoers as well as those who helped sponsor their trip. Alicia Chilton is one of the organizers of the One People Canoe Society in Juneau.
It's absolutely amazing. I didn't realize it was one person that had found them, and I would love to meet Jeff in person. It's been absolutely fabulous, though, having some of our gear recovered, especially the paddles.
The Yakutat and Juneau crew's paddles washed away when two of their canoes broke loose while under tow in rough weather near Seymour. Chilton thinks the group lost 42 paddles in all. They initially recovered both canoes, but one broke loose a second time and remained missing. Chilton says the group received word last week that a Petersburg hunting guide, Scott Newman, found that missing canoe in Gambier Bay off Admiralty and moved it to a more protected spot.
It's definitely repairable, and we've got a couple different fishing vessels that have offered to pick the canoe up onto their vessel and bring it all the way to Juneau for us. Or Scott has also offered to bring it into Petersburg where we're working with Alaska Marine Lines to get the canoe ship back to Juneau.
One People Canoe Society crews from Juneau, Yakutat, Sitka, and Cake joined others from Prince of Wales and Wrangell for the rededication of the Sheikh's Tribal House in Wrangell early this month. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.